All right, as promised, we are joined right now by a former cornerback at the Naval Academy, a team captain. He was class president. 26 tackles, one tackle for loss, one interception, five passes broken up last season. He signed with Tampa Bay as an undrafted free agent. The Navy has denied his request to delay his commission in order to play in the NFL. We will get into all of that. Cameron Kinley is my guest. Cameron, really nice to have you on. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you, and I'm really intrigued by your story. Listen, so people can understand your story, why don't we go back a little bit? You're from Memphis. You were a three-sport star in high school. You could have gone to Princeton or Yale, but you ended up going to the Naval Academy. When you had those other options, what was it about the Academy that appealed to you the most?
Yeah, the Academy is a very special place, you know. So when I started looking at it, I wanted to go to a school that had that total package. So first and foremost, I knew I was going to be able to develop as a man and as a leader, which was going to make me a better husband and father in the future. Just given the structure of the Academy, and it was going to place me in uncomfortable situations, which was going to require me to grow. And then they had top-notch academics, obviously a very successful football program. And on top of all of that, I mean, the opportunity to serve my country. My granddad's a retired chief in the Navy, so the military runs deep in my family, so I saw it as an opportunity that I couldn't pass up on.
Yeah, Cameron, I think that's an amazing response, especially for somebody your age. But the problem, not a problem, but the amazing thing to me is you actually were having thoughts like this at a much earlier age. The story goes that when you were in sixth grade, you gave a speech about being a Navy athlete, and that speech included the lines, and I quote, "A Navy athlete is like a monument. They are built strong, they represent something special, and they will stand proud and tall." End of quote. I got to ask, first of all, is that true? Did you really give a speech in the sixth grade about being a Navy athlete? And why was that something that you knew even then was important to you?
Yes, sir, I did. We had a speech competition in my elementary school, PDS, and I wanted to do a topic that was unique. And so I got on Google and I found articles about Naval Academy athletes. And I said, you know what? This is interesting. These guys are not like the same as all the other programs. They're going through something much different, but it makes them special, you know. And so this is a true story. I did give a speech on what makes Naval Academy athletes unique.
I love that. Cameron Kinley joining us. So you go to the Academy, you become captain on the football team, and you're also class president. So I want to ask, what kind of discipline and focus does it take to be a captain on the football team and a class president, and what was your overall experience like at the Academy?
It definitely takes a lot of time management. You know, that's one of the biggest lessons that I've taken away from the Academy, the art of discipline and the art of being able to prioritize, which is tough to do at a young age because you have to cut things out such as social media and video games and sometimes going out with your friends in order to get things done that will have a bigger impact on your future. So the Academy allowed me to see that from a very early age, and that's what allowed me to be able to balance everything that I was involved in at the Academy, and it was very rewarding in the end.
Cameron Kinley is joining us. All right, so then 2019, the Secretary of the Navy signed a memorandum that would allow athletes from service academies to delay their active service obligations in order to play pro sports. So what was your reaction when that happened, and then what did that mean for you in terms of pursuing both of your dreams?
Right, when I saw that President Trump endorsed that policy, it definitely opened my eyes, you know. And then once I saw Malcolm Perry, my teammate in 2019, used this policy to go down there and play for the Miami Dolphins, is definitely an opportunity that I wanted to take because at the end of the day, I knew that I was still going to have the opportunity to serve my country and fulfill my commitment. And on top of that, be able to represent the Navy and the Naval Academy and the military in the NFL as an ambassador. I just didn't really see a way that I could lose. I saw ways that both sides could win. And it was an opportunity that I didn't want to look back on and regret for not going after. So I went after it, and things were going well for a while.
Yeah, they were. Things were setting up perfectly for a while, just the way you would hope, because then after the draft, you signed with Tampa Bay. What was it like to sign with them and get that opportunity?
It's crazy, you know, especially being with my family and my close friends when I got the call, and especially my dad. You know, he coached me since I was 4 years old. And seeing the tears in his eyes, and I mean the tears in my mom's eyes and my eyes, and seeing all the hard work finally pay off. And I mean, to go to the reigning Super Bowl champs where you have Tom Brady down there, who's obviously been one of the best quarterbacks to play the game. And I mean, it was just a great experience, and I'm very thankful that they took a chance on me.
So, Cameron, it's setting up the way it's supposed to. You're watching what those who came before you did. It's playing out like a dream. You've put in this work. You've put in this time. Your family's in tears. It's amazing. It's all good. And then you receive word that the Navy will not delay your commission. At that point, what kind of emotions did you feel when you received that news?
Yeah, it's funny because right before I flew back to Annapolis for graduation, I told my parents, this is... I can't ask for a better life right now. I was on cloud nine, getting ready to go give a speech in front of my class, meet the vice president, Kamala Harris. And I get that news on Tuesday and I'm speechless. Just so many thoughts running through my head and so many emotions running through my body. I didn't know if I wanted to be frustrated, angry, upset, disappointed. But all of that hard work, all of the adversity that I had overcome to get to this point was all just taken away from me. I'm still dealing with the emotions. It gets tougher and tougher every day, but I'm definitely sure there's brighter things ahead.
I really appreciate that response. Let me ask you this. I mean, when you receive news like that during graduation week, what was it like then to go through graduation week knowing that your life had just changed and that yet you were still going to give that speech in front of the Vice President of the United States, the Acting Secretary of the Navy, and your entire class? What was it like to go through that week and then give that speech?
It took a lot of strength, you know, because, nobody knew. Nobody knew what was going on. I had just got back from Tampa, so all of my classmates were asking me about that experience and whether or not I was excited to go back down there. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going back down there, but nobody knows that. And, I mean, my whole life changed in a matter of 3 days. But at the end of the day, I knew that I still had a opportunity, like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to give a speech at the Naval Academy graduation. And to be able to do that in front of the vice president, I mean, people dream of moments like that. So I just had to find the strength within myself to go up there and make sure I gave a memorable speech where my classmates would be able to take something away from it and carry with them as we begin our careers as officers in the military.
Cameron Kinley joining us. I want to ask you one more thing about that. Like, I want to be very clear about this. Very clear about this. In no way are you trying to get out of your commitment. That's not what this is about. I want to ask you, though, there are other NFL players who have been allowed to forego their commissions in order to play. In fact, multiple players from other academies have done it this year. So does this feel unfair to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been asking myself that question, you know, why me? I feel like I did everything right at the academy. I feel like I represented the Navy and the Naval Academy well. So I'm kind of confused as to why it's happening to me, but I ultimately know that God has a greater plan through all of this, and I'm just waiting to see how that unveils itself. But it's definitely tough. It's very difficult and frustrating, but I'm happy for those guys who are getting the opportunity to live out that dream in the NFL. I mean, I talk to them and make sure everything's going well with them. They keep me updated on their situation, and I keep them updated on mine. But at the end of the day, I hope everybody ends up getting to accomplish what they want to, and I hope that this situation can create a policy where people don't have to experience the same thing I'm experiencing right now with the heartbreak and the disappointment.
Right, so just so we're really clear again, like, am I correct in thinking you're not trying to avoid your commitment, you're looking to fulfill it even as you play in the NFL? Is that what that is?
100%. It's never been about me getting out of my commitment or getting out of my commission. You know, when I committed to the Naval Academy back in 2017, I knew there was a 5-year service commitment. When I came to the Naval Academy, I devoted myself 100% into becoming the best leader I could be for when it became time for me to be an officer. And I signed my contract going into my junior year, solidifying that. So I just felt like here I had the opportunity to do both. And yeah, I definitely feel like that gets confused sometimes. It's never been about me getting out of my commitment or my service agreement.
Cameron Kinley, my guest for a few more moments. You know, when you think about leadership and leading from the front, when you think about role models, for example, how powerful do you think it would be for kids to see somebody like you as the class president at the Naval Academy and playing in the NFL?
Yeah, that's what hurts me the most. You know, I felt like I was going to have that platform to inspire and motivate so many younger kids and generations coming after me. And that's what was going to matter. You know, I'm all about leaving a legacy that people want to follow. So it hurts not to be able to do that because I feel like that would have been a great opportunity for the Naval Academy, a great opportunity for the Navy, a great opportunity for our country. You know, I have aspirations of one day becoming the president of the United States. So it definitely hurts that I won't be able to do that, but I'm sure there'll be another avenue for me to have a similar impact.
So I was going to say that, like, if you do not get the opportunity to pursue your NFL dream right now, then what will you be doing?
So I'm a commissioned officer in the information warfare community. So that would be my career pipeline while I'm in the Navy. I have a 5-year commitment. I don't know how long I'm going to stay in yet. I don't have a set number. I'm kind of going in open-minded. And then following my naval career, I definitely want to go back to school and then probably venture into politics.
Yeah, I really appreciate all of this so much, Cameron. Let me finally ask you, like, what would the dream scenario be for you right now? For instance, is there any way the Navy will change its mind?
Honestly, the Navy doesn't even have to change their mind for me at this point. I would like them to just come with a consistent policy moving forward so that nobody else has to deal with this. If my situation has to be the sacrifice and if I have to be the example for things to change in the future, then I'm fine with that. Now, if the Navy wants to reverse course and allow me to go play in the NFL, I'm definitely fine with that as well. But as long as people are not impacted by this in the future in a negative light, then that will make me happy and that make this whole situation worth it.
My man, I think that you're already an amazing leader. I think you're already an amazing role model, regardless of what happens going forward. I mean, I couldn't be happier to talk to you, meet you. I think that's an incredible conversation, Cameron. So we'll see how it plays out. But really nice to have you on the show. And I mean this sincerely. I think that you're a tremendous leader and a great, great presence. It's really nice to meet you.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. Cameron Kinley, my guest, team captain, class president, former cornerback at the Naval Academy. And that's tough. That's a really tough situation. And I don't see how anybody could possibly handle that better than he is right now. So my thanks to him, Cameron Kinley.